Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 44, Devotional Service in Conjugal Love. The pure devotee's attraction to Krishna in conjugal love is called devotional service in conjugal love. Although such conjugal feelings are not at all material, there is still some similarity between this spiritual love and material activities. Therefore, persons who are interested only in material activities are unable to understand this spiritual conjugal love, and so these devotional reciprocations appear very mysterious to them. Therefore, Rupa Goswami describes conjugal love very briefly. The impetus of conjugal love are Krishna and his very dear consorts, such as Radharani and her immediate associates. Lord Krishna has no rival. No one is equal to Krishna, and no one is greater than Krishna. Krishna's beauty is also without any rival, and because Krishna excels all others in the pastimes of conjugal love, Krishna is therefore the original object of all conjugal love. In the Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami, one gopi tells her friend, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure within this universe. Krishna's body is as soft as the lotus flower, and Krishna's free behavior with us gopis, which appears exactly like a young boy's attraction to a young girl, is the subject matter of transcendental conjugal love. Thus, a pure devotee follows in the footsteps of the gopis and worships the gopis as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to all the young cowherder girls whose bodily features are so attractive. Simply by their beautiful, attractive features, the gopis are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And out of all the young gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most prominent. The beauty of Srimati Radharani is described as follows. Radha's eyes defeat the attractive features of the eyes of the Chakori bird. When one sees the face of Radharani, one immediately hates the beauty of the moon. Radha's bodily complexion defeats the beauty of gold. Let us thus all look upon the transcendental beauty of Srimati Radharani. Krishna's attraction for Radharani is described by Krishna himself. When I create some joking phrases in order to enjoy the beauty of Radharani, Radha hears these joking words with great attention. But by her bodily features and counter words, Radha neglects me. And even though I possess unlimited pleasure by her neglect of me, she becomes so beautiful that she increases my pleasure 1,000 times. A similar statement can be found in Gita Govinda, wherein it is said that when the enemy of Kamsa, Sri Krishna, embraces Srimati Radharani, Krishna immediately becomes entangled in a loving condition and gives up the company of all other gopis. In the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami, it is stated that when the gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, immediately they forget all rebukes offered by the elderly members of their families. They forget their defamation and the harsh behavior of their husbands. And their only thought is to go out in search of Krishna. When the gopis meet Krishna, the display of their exchanging glances, as well as their joking and laughing behavior, is called anubhav, or sub-ecstasy in conjugal love. In Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami explains that the movements of Krishna's eyebrows are just like the Yamuna River, and the smiling of Radharani is just like the moonshine. When the Yamuna and the moonshine come in contact on the bank of the river, the water tastes just like nectar, and drinking it gives great satisfaction. It is as cooling as piles of snow. Similarly, in Padyavali, one constant companion of Radha says, "My dear moon-faced Radharani, your whole body appears very content, and yet there are signs of tears in your eyes. Your speech is faltering, and your chest is also heaving. And so by all these signs I can understand that you must have heard the blowing of Krishna's flute, and as a result, your heart is now melting." And in the same Padyavali, there is the following description, which is taken as the sign of frustration in conjugal love. Srimati Radharani once said, "My dear Mr. Cupid, please do not excite me by throwing your arrows at my body. Dear Mr. Air, please do not arouse me with the fragrance of flowers, for I am now bereft of Krishna's loving attitude, and so under the circumstances, what is the use of my sustaining this useless body? There is no need for such a body by any living entity." So this is the sign of frustration in ecstatic love for Krishna. Similarly, in Danakeli Kaumudi, Srimati Radharani, pointing to Krishna, says, "Oh, this clever boy of the forest has the beauty of a bluish lotus flower, and he can attract all the young girls throughout the universe. But now, after giving me a taste of his transcendental body, Krishna has enthused me, and it is more than I can tolerate. Oh, I am now feeling like a female elephant who has been enthused by a male elephant." This is an instance of jubilation in ecstatic love with Krishna. The steady ecstasy of conjugal love is the original cause of bodily enjoyment. In Padyavali, this original cause of union is described when Radharani tells one of her constant companions, "My dear friend, who is this boy whose eyelids, dancing constantly, have increased the beauty of his face and attracted my desire for conjugal love? His ears are decorated with buds of Ashoka flowers, and he has dressed himself in yellow robes. And by the sound of his flute, this boy has already made me impatient." The conjugal love of Radha Krishna is never disturbed by any personal consideration. The undisturbed nature of the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is described thus. Just a little distance away from Krishna was Mother Yashoda, and Krishna was surrounded by all of his friends. In front of his eyes was Chandravali, and at the same time, on a chunk of stone in front of the entrance to Raja, stood the demon known as Vrisha Asura. But even in such circumstances, when Krishna saw Radha standing just behind a bush of many creepers, immediately Krishna's beautiful eyebrows moved just like lightning towards her. Another instance is described as follows. On one side of the courtyard, the dead body of Shanka Asura was lying down on the ground, surrounded by many jackals. On another side were many learned brahmanas who were all self-controlled, and they were offering nice prayers which were as soothing as the cool breeze in summer. In front of Krishna, Lord Baladev was standing, causing a cooling effect. But even amidst all these different circumstances of soothing and disturbing effects, the lotus flower of ecstatic conjugal love that Krishna felt for Radha could not wither. And so, this love of Krishna for Radharani is often compared to a blooming lotus. The only difference is that Krishna's love remains ever increasingly beautiful. Conjugal love is divided into two portions, Vipralamba, or conjugal love in separation, and Sambhoga, or conjugal love in direct contact. Vipralamba, or separation, has three subdivisions known as Purva Raga, or preliminary attraction, Mana, or seeming anger, and Pravasa, separation by distance. When the lover and the beloved have a distinct feeling of not meeting each other, that stage is called Purva Raga, or preliminary attraction. In Padyavali, Radharani once told her companion, "My dear friend, I was just going to the bank of the Yamuna, and all of a sudden a very nice boy, whose complexion is like that of a dark blue cloud, became visible in front of my eyes. And Krishna glanced over me in such a way that I cannot describe. But since this has occurred, I am sorry that I can no longer engage my mind in the duties of my household affairs." This is an instance of preliminary attraction for Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 53, verse number 2, Krishna tells the messenger Brahman who was sent by Rukmini, "Tataham api tach chitto, nidrang cha na labhe nishi, vedaham rukminad veshan, mamodvaho nivarita." My dear Brahmana, just like Rukmini, I cannot sleep at night, and my mind is always fixed upon her. And I know that her brother Rukmi is against me, and that due to his persuasion, my marriage with Rukmini has been cancelled. This is another instance of preliminary attraction. As far as mana or anger is concerned, there is the following incident described in Gita Govinda. When Srimati Radharani saw Krishna enjoying himself in the company of several other gopis, Radha became a little jealous because her special prestige was being dimmed. Therefore, Radha immediately left the scene and took shelter in a nice flower bush where the black drones were humming. Then, hiding herself behind the creepers, Radha began to express her sorrow to one of her consorts. This is an instance of seeming disagreement. An example of pravasa, or being out of contact because of living in a distant place, is given in Padyavali. Since that auspicious day, when Krishna left for Mathura, Srimati Radharani has been pressing her head on one of her hands and constantly shedding tears. Her face is always wet now, and therefore there is no chance of Radha sleeping even for a moment. When the face becomes wet, the sleeping tendency is immediately removed. So, when Radharani was always weeping for Krishna because of Krishna's separation, there was no chance of Radha's getting any sleep for herself. In the Prahlad Samhita, Uddhava says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, panic-stricken due to being pierced by the arrows of Cupid, is always thinking of you gopis, and Govinda himself is not even accepting his regular lunch, and nor is Govinda getting any proper rest. When the lover and beloved come together and enjoy one another by direct contact, this stage is called Sambhoga. There is a statement in Padyavali as follows. Krishna embraced Srimati Radharani in such an expert manner that Krishna appeared to be celebrating the dancing ceremony of the peacocks. Srila Rupa Goswami thus ends this western section of his Ocean of the Nectar of Devotion. He offers his respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as Gopal, the eternal form of the Lord. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta summary study of the third division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the matter of the five primary relationships with Krishna. Recorded April 16, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.